Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to a new year. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
This is Monday, January 4th. The holidays are over. We're back here. Looks like rain this week, Kelsey.
It does.
They're saying it's going to rain, and we may get the first flavor of El Nino.
I hope we do. You know, not in excess, obviously, but
right.
I
but
hope
we will
get
it in excess.
That would be really.
Yeah,
so.
We will. Yeah, they're saying it's going to be. We're going to get rain, but it's going to be at a high price. You know, there's going to be floods and mudslides and things like that. So we'll see what happens there. But for the most part, we welcome the rain here.
We do.
So
yes.
We're just going to get an extreme. That's for sure.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey.
Yeah. How was your New Year's? Did you have fun?
It was amazing, yes. I had a really good time. And I usually go out and party and, you know, have a really good time on New Year's. But this year, I just kind of stayed home and watched movies and hung out.
So. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, who wants to go out? There's so many people out there. You
the
know.
Thing is, the crowds.
The crowds.
I
everything
don't
like is it. So pricey and everything, you know.
That just like, too. And everything is so patrolled. I mean, there are cops everywhere.
Really?
Not that I ever break the law, but, you know. Still, I don't want to be, you know, watched like a hawk everywhere I'm going. So
right.
They're in abundance around holiday times.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was good. I had a lot of fun, and I have high hopes for the year. I think it's going to be really bright and great.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
I
hope so. It always looks great in the beginning, and then we look back, and everybody's like, I'm glad the year's over, you know?
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, look, every year it's like, just because it's January doesn't mean that things are going to change now, you know? I mean, things continue.
They do. And, you know, I'm kind of all about making, we talked about this last time, kind of making it like a lifestyle change as opposed to like a January 1 change.
Exactly, yeah.
Because those usually don't work. But, hey, more power to you if you can make it work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't. I've cut my soda intake down to one a day.
That's all?
That's all.
Wow.
I know. We'll see how long
you're gonna
that
have
lasts.
To give me tips on that because I drink a lot of soda.
I know,
a lot
I know,
of diet soda, and like we said, it's not great for you at all. But you know, what are you gonna do?
It's
man?
Terrible. And you know,
I
you
grew
know, I
up meant, with Coke. You know, I mean,
right.
I can't like I could never give it up.
Well, I drink Coke Zero, and I just feel like I'm a very unpleasant person to be around when I
really?
Didn't have my Coke Zero. My friends are like, drink it. I'm just like,
that's funny.
I know. So. I haven't taken the plunge yet. Maybe there's a healthier alternative out there, but I'm an avid yogi, as you know. So I'm in the yoga studio with my Coke Zero, like hiding it from all the health nuts. Like, you don't see anything. There's nothing in here.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah.
But the one a day, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's not an excess or anything. Yeah, you can do that. No problem.
I think so.
And there's no calories anyway, so who cares, right?
Yeah.
There
are worse things.
Yeah, exactly. But I can't eat a meal without a Diet Coke.
Really?
Know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. See, I do drink tea at meals. Iced
really?
Tea.
Really?
Yes, which is so funny because when I first moved to L.A., I was like, where is the iced tea?
Yeah.
Because in Texas, it's everywhere.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
every restaurant you go
have
to.
It too, don't they?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Not
I don't know.
Same.
And it's not as abundant. I mean, a lot of people look at you like, what are you talking about in a restaurant when you order iced tea? But I mean, it's here, but it's not as good or as prevalent. So
yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, not much happening, but you got to relax a lot. I also want to believe it's going to be a great year and everything, you know. So all I'm saying is, you know, don't get bogged down by everything that's happening. Focus on your own life. And I think, you know, I think people can get to where they want to be, you know.
I think so. I was reading this article in the Huffington Post about this lady. She died many years ago. I forget her name, but she predicted, you know, 9/11 and all of these tragic events. And she's predicting that Europe is going to be taken over by ISIS in 2016.
Really?
Yes. So cross your fingers that doesn't come true.
No, it's not going to happen.
Because that would be horrible. That's a pretty ominous prediction. But other than that, I'm feeling great about the year. Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
No, there's no way. There's no way in hell, you know. I mean, the bottom line is, yes, they're tourists. They can cause a lot of damage. But they're not going to take over a country, you know. This is nothing like Nazi Germany.
No, I don't think so. And I'm excited because at the crack of dawn tomorrow, I'm flying to Vegas.
Yes, you are. Wow. So tell us about that. You're going to the CES.
I am. The big Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. Right. Happens every year in January.
Have you been there before?
I haven't.
No? Okay.
I have never been. I hear it's a madhouse.
It is a madhouse. And it's huge, you know. I mean, I remember when I would go there, you know, sometimes you'd miss half the show because you're just so tired you can't walk anymore.
Oh, well, that's comforting, seeing as I'm working really long shifts.
Yeah. And probably standing on heels, right?
Well, actually, we get to wear tennis shoes, which I'm really excited about. And I have a ton of them to choose from, so.
Yeah, they know it's terrible on a woman to stand on heels all day.
Oh, how can horrible you possibly, on your back.
Right? Yeah.
It's really bad. So I'm glad we don't have to do that, but... I'm excited and a little bit nervous about the massive crowds because the schedule is pretty jam-packed. But I think
are they going to ask you like technical questions and stuff?
They are,
Then you're supposed to refer them to somebody, right?
Well, I have, a confidential packet that I learn and everything about all of the new technology coming out. And I, you know, have a certain area of expertise at the show that I present on and everything. Wow. So, yeah.
Very impressive. Yeah. There you go. So did you get to go through that packet? And
I have. Yes. It's all printed out and ready to go at home. Ready to board the plane at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. So that's going to be a rough week for you. But, you know, what the hell? You know, you'll be... are you going to have time for parties in the evening or stuff? Or you think you're going to be too tired for that?
I don't know. I usually find a way to make myself not too tired.
Really? Yeah, I'm sure you're going to get invited to a lot of parties.
But dude. I might, you know, change my mind after a couple days, especially.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm staying at the Mandalay Bay, so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. But I've never stayed there before.
Yeah. They say it's pretty nice.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
I've heard that,
no,
too.
No, Vegas is fun. You know, I can't spend more than 24, 48 hours in Vegas. That's
about it. Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I completely agree.
Really?
That's why I'm going to take plenty of Advil. and try to spread myself out over the course of 5 days. Because 5 days is quite a stint to be in Sin City.
It is. It really is.
Of course, we won't be partying because we're working.
At least you'll be working and not losing money at the casino.
Oh,
so there you go.
Well, cross your fingers. Who knows?
There's a good reason to go to Vegas.
Might get a wild hair and decide to play something, but hopefully not.
Yeah. Well, just to recap, I guess. So, well, never mind about the news. I don't really care. Let's get to our guest now. We have a very beautiful guest in the studio who is also funny, so I'm excited. I love to start my week with surrounded by beautiful women. So there you go. We have Rachel O'Brien in the studio. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And thanks for actually giving us the time of day, the first day of the new year, you know.
Oh, I mean, I was excited to get up and do this.
Really?
Good. Give me something to do. I don't have an audition until like 6 p.m., so basically I was not doing anything until
really?
6.
So you're probably not a morning person, right? You're in entertainment.
Actually, I don't mind getting up early. It's hard if I perform late at night to get up early, but I kind of like it. I like to like start my day. I get excited about...
Yeah.
You know, that's I love cool. what I do, so I'm excited to wake up and do it every day.
Yeah. What time does your morning usually start?
This morning it started at 7, but that's not really typical.
Exactly, because you're going to radio
show. I'm going to go with like maybe 9.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
You see, there you go.
I'm no Kelsey. Kelsey said that she set her alarm to sleep in this morning, and that the sleep-in time was 7:30.
Right. Yeah.
But she got crazy and slept until 9.
I know.
Oh, wow. I know. It's like I love mornings, but when I don't have to get up, I stay in bed like till 11 or something, you know. Ooh. Like on the weekend. But I hate it. You know, it's still hard to get up. It doesn't matter how many hours I sleep. So I might as well get up earlier, you know.
Right.
But who wants to set the clock for the weekend, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Rachel, tell us what it is that you do.
I am a stand-up comedian and an actor, and I'm also on a reality show on Bravo called Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, wow. So yeah. I've heard of that show. So that's a show where she has a restaurant, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
One of the ladies from... what's it
called? Real Housewives of Beverly
Real
Hills.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, right. What's her name?
Lisa Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, so I guess the show's named after her.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't work in the restaurant. I'm just like...
I was going to ask, what do you do on the show?
I'm like a friend that like pops in here and there and like, you know, listens to the drama and then makes a joke about it and then drinks the cocktail.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
So but they filmed my stand-up a couple times. That's like the main reason why I did the show.
Yeah,
wow,
sure.
Wow, cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now, so do you... So you appear like occasionally on the show?
Yeah, I would say I'm in probably a third, half of the episodes
nice.
A season.
Oh,
that's a
nice.
Good number.
Yeah. Now, so do you have to be yourself on the show or do you have to act as somebody else?
No, you're yourself, but I mean, like if you don't feel like talking that day and you're filming, you should probably try to have a personality. You know?
Yeah.
So like you're not, then you're just a waste of time. And they'll kind of like, you know, give you little things to talk about, but it's I mean, it's totally real. It's not acting.
Yeah. So now how did you did you know about the show before you auditioned for it?
I didn't actually audition really. I was friends with a lot of the main cast members like, you know, years ago.
Uh-huh.
And but I hadn't hung out with them in a while, and I went out one night with my friend and his like girlfriend. And she was one of the producers on the show. And we just all got drunk. And I just sang like a bird. And I told her all this stuff about them. And I got a call like a week later being like, would you like to be on the show?
Oh, how
wow.
fun.
And yeah, it's nice when people come to you, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so different.
That is, yeah, that doesn't usually happen in entertainment. But it's fun when it does.
Good for you, you see.
Yeah.
So Vanderpump Rules, where can people watch that?
It's on Bravo. On
Bravo.
Mondays. It airs tonight. I'm not on the episode tonight. But yeah, it airs at... I think 9 p.m. on Mondays.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Bravo.
I don't really watch it that much either. I'll like, I'll like, if I'm on it, I'll like fast forward to the part that I'm in, and I'm like, and then I'll like shut it off.
That's funny, you know.
Some like, people, I look great.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some people don't like the way they look, and they don't watch their own work. You know, which puzzles me because it's like, you know, I mean, get some feedback on what you do, you know.
Yeah.
And it really helps when you look at it. Plus, it's the finished product. You get mm-hmm. to see it edited and put
yeah.
together and everything.
Sometimes, like, if you think, like, maybe you embarrassed yourself or, like, that can be hard to watch. But I watch it just because just to see, yeah, what can I do better? Should I lose 5 pounds? Maybe that was a bad hairstyle for me. Maybe I shouldn't drink so much. You know, things like that.
Yeah. So so you decided to be in entertainment. Was that early on in your life?
Yeah, I was a really obsessive like ballet, tap and jazz dancer.
Oh, wow.
As a kid. Like,
did
all
you
I did.
Compete professionally or
I guess so, yeah, like I toured with a company and stuff.
Oh wow.
And then and I always wanted to be an actor too. And then I got like fat midway through like, I don't know, junior high. And so I, like, became obsessed with being funny and watching, like, SNL and stuff. And, like, and I had to develop a personality. So then I, like, knew I wanted to do comedy. But it wasn't until I moved out here that I actually started doing comedy. But
yeah.
I was obsessed with SNL, honestly, and Sherry O'Terry and Will Ferrell and Chris Farley.
Really? So you got into comedy early on. You knew that's pretty much what you wanted to do. Did
yeah.
you feel you were funny always?
I was just goofy. I wasn't like afraid to be funny. Like I wasn't, right. you know, I went to a small school and so there wasn't like a competition to be popular because there was like no one popular because there was like 5 of us. and so there was like no reason to like be cool. So I guess I was just kind of fun. I don't know.
Right.
Where'd you go to school?
In Oregon in a small town called Warrenton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's right next to Astoria, which that doesn't really help because no one knows where that is either.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you seen the Goonies?
Yes, we've seen
it's that
movies.
Town.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Kindergarten Cop.
So they went all the way there to film that?
Yeah, they filmed a lot of movies
wow,
there.
Really?
Free Willy, Short Circuit.
Wow.
Lots of
wow,
them.
Very
yeah.
interesting.
So basically it's famous.
Yeah. So is that where you were born and grew up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you're from a small Oregon town.
Yep.
That's pretty much the classic story, right? You're
Isn't
from a small town.
I am, yes.
Where are you
know?
From?
Hondo, Texas.
Hondo, Texas.
Yes.
I like that name.
It's cute, right?
Jazzy.
Yeah. It's by San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far from San Antonio?
It's like 45 minutes west.
Okay. You are close to a big city. That's not bad.
Yes. We are close.
Yeah, but so she's still from a ranch. She's a farm girl.
Okay. You're from a ranch?
I am. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Is that, and you see a lot of that, you know, people come from small towns, big dreams and everything, and they're like, this town is too small for me.
Yeah.
I got to get out, right?
Yeah.
I guess it's because you have nothing better to do, so you just like dream of something cool.
Yeah, and you have bigger dreams rather than just to stay in that small town.
Well, I know in small towns, I tend to gravitate towards trouble.
Really?
Because I get bored. Because I get bored. That's what people do in small towns.
I know, and I'm like, oh gosh, what should we do?
Yeah. Now, what kind of trouble would you get into, Kelsey?
Should we, like, toilet paper the neighbor's yard?
Oh God. That's not that bad.
No, nothing like crazy illegal or anything. I don't mean that. But, you know, just like, oh, well. Staying out too late and just, I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing to do, so you just have to like create
fun.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. You know, when I go visit my friends up north, they live in a very small town called Paradise, California. And it's such a small town, you know, and most people are like, they're not great looking, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's like, so you go to a bar there and, you know, most people are overweight. They're not very attractive. And you go, wow, you know, I mean, is this where I have to stay for the rest of my life? So, and especially coming from L.A., you know, we're used to everybody looking like movie stars here and everything. And then you go there and people are just like very homely, you know, and you go, wow.
I love the word homely.
That's so funny. You know, I went on a cruise to Alaska a few years ago. And if you want to feel like a movie star, go to Alaska.
Really?
The ratio of men to women is 9 to 1.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wow.
So,
because no woman would want to live in Alaska.
Exactly. Right. So I remember.
Only lumberjacks.
Yeah, I know. Right? So I remember going to this one bar called the Red Onion Saloon. Mm. How I still remember the name is perplexing.
Because it's called the Red Onion. I know. I've never heard that before.
I guess it resonated with me.
We used to have red onions here, actually. It was restaurants and bars, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, is it like a chain?
I don't know.
No, but that's probably different, but go ahead.
And I mean, I remember walking into the bar and it was just like a magnet. The minute I was like, oh, I must look good today, like in my sweatshirt, like my hair up, like 2 glasses of champagne in from the tour, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay,
getting a lot of attention.
I know, but yeah, so just for future reference, you know.
I love that you're drinking champagne in Alaska.
I know,
let's just call it Prosecco. That's what it was.
It was, yes, it was, because we were going on
sparkling white wine.
Yeah, we were going on some kind of tour, I forget what it was, but I remember it was raining and I just thought, oh gosh, it's time for me to go indoors because this is not sitting well with me. Cold rain is worth nothing.
Where are you from?
I'm from Israel originally, but I've been here a long time. So I wanted to ask you, in Oregon it rains a lot, right?
Oh my God, all the time.
Right?
It's cold and rainy and...
And then you come here and it's all dry and everything.
Yes,
so
I love the weather here.
Yeah, but do you miss the rain at all?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow, because you see, I'd love to live in places like that where it rains, because it's different. I mean, here it's the same every day.
But I think you get tired of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
Once
do.
You're there, I think you get tired of it.
It's never go back either, because my parents have a vacation home in Palm Springs, so they just always come down here.
Oh, nice.
Basically.
Then you meet them there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You don't miss friends or anything, home?
I mean, I have like 3 friends back home.
Okay.
But they come here to visit.
Yeah, no, what the hell? Exactly. Yeah. No reason to go back to Oregon. There you go. Once you make the move west, that's it, right?
Yep.
No going back. So you decided to move to LA. Mm-hmm. Was that after high school, after college? Did you go to college?
Yeah, I actually, my parents wouldn't let me move here until I finished college. Oh. And I got a bunch of scholarships to University of Oregon. And so I just went and finished it in, actually graduated when I was 20.
Wow.
And I moved out here. So I just kind of like did it as quickly as possible so I could be out here. And then I went to grad school for screenwriting at UCLA out here.
Wow. So I mean, so you enjoy school, right? I mean, obviously, or you wouldn't begin scholarships and then going for a master's.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I'll ever like do any more school, but I like it. I do like to learn.
Me too.
I feel like, and I feel like I like to be taught a new skill. Like when I started doing stand-up, like I took stand-up classes and I've taken a lot of improv and acting classes. Like, I didn't just decide to do it. Like, I like to, like, really learn things before I do them.
Right. And know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, comedy, stand-up comedy is very tough.
It is, but it's also very fun.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's like, you know, either you do comedy once and it gets under your skin and you have to do it for the rest of your life. Just it becomes like almost like an addiction.
Right.
Or you just sort of like it. And I was one of the people that I did it. And I was like, oh, this is now what I do. Okay, this is who I am.
And
yeah, sometimes it's awesome. And then sometimes you get off stage and you're like, okay, I'm going to kill myself. I was terrible. but overall, I mean, I just love comedy and I just love the entertainment industry so much that I'm never leaving.
Good for you. Now, I hear a lot about it being harder for women comics out there, right? Do you see that? I mean, do you feel it's harder for you than for the males?
I feel like there are a lot of people that think like women aren't funny, but at the same time, there are less women comics, so your competition pool is a little smaller. If that's who you're competing against in the sense of like for a role. So I don't know. I don't really pay attention to it because it doesn't really serve me to pay attention to, you know, something being harder for me. But it really depends. It depends on the type of person that, because there's like old school comics who will never get over the fact that they don't think women are funny. But then there's also people who like Amy Schumer's their favorite comic. So,
right.
You know, yeah. It just depends. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of women comedians that are great, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with that at all as far as that. But it is... for the most part, a male-dominated industry. So,
yeah, definitely.
So they sort of like, you know, are they look down on women or something, you know, or see them as not as funny as they are. You know?
Yeah.
And that's
I can imagine how hard it would have been, like, you know, starting out in like the 60s or 70s or 50s as a female comic. Because the other part about stand-up is you're out at night a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, it was probably frowned upon for like women to be staying out till 1 a.m. in comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't really matter, but you know, I can see how.
That's true. That probably had something to do with it too.
Or if you have like a really strict family or like if you're married and your husband, you know, I can see all that would be difficult.
Yeah. So what's your favorite place you've ever performed?
I will always love the Comedy Store just because it has like the thing I love about the Comedy Store is it looks the same as it did probably when Robin Williams was performing there.
So like, iconic.
Yeah. And like even like the green room, like I think it's the same. It has to be the same couch. I mean, it's like there's like stains on it. And,
oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's never been cleaned. Right?
Yeah. And
probably bathing like, Clorox when you leave there.
But that's kind of like its charm. Like it's you just kind of feel like you're a part of something.
Right.
I love it there. I love the improvs. I love Gotham in New York.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So you perform outside of LA too?
Yeah, I actually just got back from a month-long tour entertaining the troops overseas.
Oh, how fun!
Yeah, I mean, it was in November, so I guess it was like 2 months ago. But yeah, I was gone for a whole month. We went to like Kosovo, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, UK.
All
and how does that work? Do you travel by yourself? Or?
All expenses paid. Yeah, we were all stand-up, so we didn't like perform as a group, but I went with four other comics.
Oh, nice.
And
okay.
So we flew to Kosovo. That was our first stop. And you like sleep on the bases. So we like slept in the, you know, like basically the barracks on the military.
Yeah, it's not like a 5-star hotel or anything.
Well, that's just all there is, really.
Right.
And you can't, it's not... We weren't allowed to leave the base in Kosovo unchaperoned, so even if there was like a nicer hotel to stay in, we wouldn't have been allowed to.
Yeah.
But there were really nice, you know, places we stayed at in other places, you know, on base there was nice hotels, or we stayed at in Germany at it was called a resting military base, and it was basically like this like beautiful lodge at the foot of the Alps.
Really?
Oh my God, it was
stunning.
So pretty.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
No wonder you like this type of business, you know? I mean,
yeah,
it takes you everywhere.
Yeah,
what the hell?
It's great.
Yeah. So how do you get a gig like that with the military?
Well, first of all, you have to have clean material because you can't. There's a lot of rules on things you can't say, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying. Okay. I probably shouldn't say what they are, but
we
like, yeah,
it.
you can imagine.
Yeah.
But
you can say anything you want on the air here, so that's
yeah.
But
you have to have clean material, and then it's kind of like referrals from other comics, but then you actually have to like get approved through the government, like through the Pentagon to go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No arrests is probably good too.
Yeah.
Just thank God I've never been arrested.
Have a clean record. Yeah. There you go. That would help, right? It's not enough to be funny.
That eliminates like 80% of everybody.
That's true. It's the comic group isn't that clean of a crowd.
That's hilarious.
Wow. So did you ever get to travel Like on your own outside of the
comedy? Yeah, I just performed in Vegas actually maybe 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
That was really fun. Gambled a lot.
Did you? But I mean, do you ever travel not working?
Oh, just travel like for fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm always working.
Yeah, huh?
I'm not great at vacation. Like this whole 2 weeks or 3 weeks that the industry was down.
Uh-huh. Oh,
like today's the first day that it's opening in and I'm an audition. I was so excited. I don't really like
I know.
Just chilling.
I don't either.
Yeah.
You seem like you said you were a workaholic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I am.
Just like it.
Yeah, well, you guys are full of energy, you know. You're in your 20s. What the hell, you know? It's supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
So we're talking to Rachel O'Brien. You guys can see her on Vanderpump Rules on Bravo and also comedy clubs around town. Do you have any upcoming dates that people should know about?
Yeah, I'll be tomorrow. I will be at the Irvine Improv at 8 p.m. on Comedy Juice. And
that's in Orange County, right?
Mm-hmm. Irvine, yeah. And right. Then Friday, I will be at the Comedy Store, I think at 8 p.m., for a show produced by Martin Harris.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah. How many comics are on that show?
On the one on Friday?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably 10.
Yeah.
It's, there's a lot of, on that show, it's a mixture of new comics and then headliners like Judd Apatow might drop in. People like that do all the time. And then regular working comics like me. So it should be a big mixture.
Good. Yeah. And so you keep pretty busy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and have you accomplished that all by yourself or did you have to get an agent and that kind of stuff?
I mean, I'm very self-sufficient, but I'm represented, yeah.
Yeah, so that helps.
Yeah,
right?
I've always had an agent since I lived here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so other than that, I mean, have you done any modeling? I mean, obviously, you're beautiful and everything.
Oh God,
the camera must love you.
God, I got what I came for this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
I got up for a reason.
Yeah.
Actually, I did used to do, I mean, I still have a print agent, but I don't like to go on those auditions as much. But
yeah,
I used to do a lot of modeling. It's actually how I met Kristen Doty, who is one of the characters on Vanderpump Rules. We were modeling together years ago. So yeah, I've done print modeling and stuff, but it's not really my focus.
Not your focus. So comedy, and you want to get into acting as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've done some stuff, and I've done a lot of hosting.
Yeah.
I hosted a show for Fox when I first moved here.
Nice. You see, that's the thing. I want people to be inspired by this because many people come to this town and they expect things and work to come to them. And it just doesn't happen that way, you know? So then they're here 4 years, and 4 years later, they're like, well, what am I doing here, you know?
Exactly.
And it's like, come on, you've had plenty of opportunity to do something, you know? But it's not enough to be an artist. You gotta go through the motions.
I also think it's a really bad sign when people set, okay, I'm gonna go to LA and I'm gonna try it for, 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, and they have an end date.
Yeah.
Really? This is what I've chosen to do. I'll do it for 70 years until something happens. You're not going to, that means you don't really want it that bad,
right.
I think.
You don't want the option of being distracted by something else, right?
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
You want to focus on what it is that you
do. I heard a quote, I think it was Harrison Ford who said it, and someone asked him how it is that he made it. And he was like, when I moved here with 8 friends. 4 years later, 4 of them went back. 5 years later, 3 of them went back. A couple years after that, 2 of them went back. He was like, I basically was just the only one that stuck it out.
Wow. And he was a carpenter or something before he got
was
into
he?
Acting.
Yeah,
I think,
he was.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know many actors say, I don't know what else I would do if I wasn't doing this. So these are people that are focused, They're like, I'm not even thinking of alternatives here. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key to success,
Yeah.
You gotta know what you want, first of all, and then go after it, you know. And not enough to go to school, not enough to want things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make them happen.
Yeah, I agree. Right? And you gotta be pretty resilient, too. I'm not deterred by the word no. The next no, that means more no's lead to a bigger yes. And I think I always feel people that compare themselves to others or get bitter or jealous when someone gets something that they don't. I don't see those people making it as easily just because it's you're just wasting your time kind of just feeling sorry for yourself. That is not furthering you at all. I feel you just have to stay in your lane, stay focused and try to be as happy as possible for other people, because that just means there's more work for you.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, and when you're like jealous and envious, it ruins you from inside, mm-hmm. not the other people.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. They don't know. They don't care. And also, the thing is, like you said, stay in your own lane, you know. And I compare life to really driving on the freeway. You know, everybody's mm-hmm. on their lane. Everybody goes to a different place. Mm-hmm. Nobody really cares where the other one's going.
It's true.
And there's no point in me saying, well, why does he get to drive that car? Or why does he get to go in that direction and I'm going in that direction?
Right.
It's just because that's his fate and
that's
this
really
is my
point.
Fate, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's pointless. People are on different journeys here, you know? And you never really know people's pain either, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, everybody on Facebook looks happy and all this stuff. You don't see the things in the background.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know? So that's why I think, you know, it's important to really stay focused on what you're doing, be proud of what you have, and work from there, you know. Mm-hmm. So I like that stay in your lane analogy, you know. I mean, it makes sense.
Me too. It's a good one.
Yeah. So now, for those of you who haven't watched it before, I mean, I haven't watched Vanderpump Rules. I've heard about it, but so tell us a little bit about what goes on the show there.
So it's basically about Lisa Vanderpump, who is one of the stars of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she owns a restaurant. And the show is centered around a group of people who work in the restaurant. Now, a lot of them don't work there anymore, but it was originally when the show first started. They all worked there. They all dated each other. And it really was true. They were all friends. They all dated each other. I mean, half my friends... So, half the people on the show have all dated some of the same people, too.
Really?
That's hilarious. And, like, they're all friends with each other still, like... And so a lot of drama comes out of that, but it also has like kind of a nice tone of like, I don't know, like at least people like sticking it out and staying friends. But there's a lot of drama. I mean,
really?
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff that goes
so
down.
So it is a reality show, though,
oh, yeah.
right? I mean, people
and
are pretty
real.
Much themselves.
The show's pretty real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, it wouldn't be reality without drama.
Yeah, there you go.
It's fights and drinking and cheating and all that lovely
yes.
stuff.
Someone must have figured out there's a story here.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing when they cast them.
Yeah.
I'm not really involved in any of that kind of drama.
Well, that's kind of nice. You get to be the side.
Yeah, I just get to make
funny
comments
girl.
On it. Yeah. Just kind of, I don't know. We have a bunch of fun stuff coming up this season. I've only appeared in one episode so far, but the next, I mean, there's some really, really
this
fun stuff coming up.
This upcoming season, you're going to be on more.
Yeah, there's the probably, I don't know, there's maybe like 10 episodes left or more.
Oh, nice.
I'll be in a lot of those.
Yeah. And how often do they shoot these episodes? Weekly?
We shoot from basically May through principal photography probably goes until the end of August.
Mm.
Wasn't going to do the show. I like refused at the beginning of the season. I did that last year too.
until I was like,
okay, I guess it looks fun. And so I didn't start actually even filming until maybe the end of June.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so June through August for me. And then it airs. It started airing in November and it will air until probably March.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, so they're done shooting it right now. It's just airing.
I see. So you already shot what we're going to see in this upcoming
season.
Yeah, so
that's what I'm saying. I know what's going to come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Are there like any prizes? Is it a game or it's just...
No, it's just sort of... hanging out.
Nobody wins or anything.
I mean, you get free cocktails and like appetizers.
Hey, that's enough bribery
yeah,
for me.
Hey, listen, I'll go anywhere for like a tray past appetizer and a free cocktail.
I know. Gosh. So. Way to my heart.
Wow. So when you moved to LA, did you know anybody here when you moved?
Nope.
No,
I didn't know anyone, actually.
Me neither.
Really?
I didn't.
Brave.
I know. Brave or crazy.
So it takes a lot. Yeah, a lot of courage to do that.
Did you end up having friends that moved here? Because I did end up having a lot of friends that moved here like a year after me.
Likewise.
Yeah. We blazed the trail.
We did. I went to the University of Texas at Austin, and one of my friends, Jennifer Houghton, she came out, so she lives here now, which is like
fun.
Really, really nice. Yeah, I love having her here.
Yeah, I have a lot of
cool,
close friends
huh?
that ended up moving here.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, they see one person moving and being happier, and they figure, what the hell, you know? Let me try that,
and it's not far, like Texas and L.A. and Oregon and L.A. We're all kind of on the same.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it's like such
true.
A short flight, and so.
Yeah, but it is a different lifestyle, right, than the small
absolutely.
Town. Right.
But I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I haven't lived in a small town in so long. And also, like, we came here a lot. And honestly, the only reason why my family's from there is my dad owns a timber falling company. So, like, that's where the trees are. So we had to be there. But my mom and my dad are both, like, not even really small town people. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I definitely got down with the, you know, the hicks and the country stuff in my town, but I wasn't ever really like that.
Oh, yeah. So you moved here right after college, right? So you were like, what, 21, right?
Yeah.
20, you said.
Yeah.
21. So you finished college in like, what, 2 years?
It was three. So 18 and 19. Yeah. Wait.
It sounds like two years.
No, it was 3 years.
3 years. Okay. So it had to be 21.
No, because I walked when I was 20. I know that.
Oh, okay. So you must have started at 17.
So maybe it was 2.5. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I know that I got my diploma when I was 20.
Wow. Yeah. So, but I mean, that's pretty courageous to go out on your own at that age, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
My sister did it too, though. I think my sister left. My sister graduated high school early. I don't know why we had
Where
this
does
thing.
She live?
I think we just didn't want to be in Oregon anymore.
Does she live in LA too?
She moved to LA. No, she lives in Tennessee now, but she moved to LA to try her hand at it too. And she went to college out here as well. But she ended up, like, meeting her husband in Tennessee. But, yeah, she came down here early, too.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. Oh. My sister's actually graduating at 20 as well.
Really?
My little sister, yeah.
I like it.
I know, yeah. She's super smart.
Good students, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is young. 20, because I go 18 to 19, 19 to 20, then 20 to 21.
Right.
But I turned 21 over the summer, so that was
right, that's
years.
How she is. So if you're a young baby.
Yeah, if you're a young baby, it's 3 years. Yeah.
But it's still 3 years. I mean, that's pretty, you know. Pretty impressive, I would say. Okay, so you moved here and everything. Did you find it? How do you find dating in this town? Do you? I mean, a lot of women like complain and stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I've dated like a few like bad guys, but that was when I like first moved here. And then I had like a lot of long term boyfriends. I have a boyfriend now. I've been dating for a while.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are a lot of like. I think there's a lot of scary people everywhere in the world. It's just about finding, you know, someone nice. But then it's also like if you're complaining like, oh, I don't know why my like personal trainer who's also like a go-go dancer at the gay club at night, but he's totally not gay. Like, like if you're shocked that guy might be a little bit weird, then I don't, you know, it's just like if you're dating him and you're like, I don't know why he like goes out at night till 5. Like, come on, you know, but if you're dating like someone nice, I feel like it's not that hard to.
Yeah.
I don't know, to be...
People are people,
trust people
anywhere
say,
you
yeah.
go, I think.
Yeah.
And, but it's also easy to be swindled by people. I mean, you never know. It is hard, but...
That's true. I mean, you know, there's a lot of bad characters here. There's no doubt about it.
It's more concentrated here than it is other places in the world,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because there's so many people here, you know. And so many people with dreams.
Yeah.
And other people there just to promise them everything, you know.
So many hustlers. I mean, it's the nature of the beast, really.
It's true. It's true. Know? But I mean, but there's bad people in a small town in Alabama too. I mean, there's
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
There's a lot of meth in places like that, so you got to worry about that.
Yes, and there's also I think the main issue here that's so different from say a small town is just the number of distractions.
Yes,
that's
true.
To me, that's the thing, because in a small town like where I'm from, you know, you're married. Everybody knows you're married.
Yeah,
everybody knows everybody. I mean, who are you going to have an affair with?
Yeah. Like, Randy Brave.
I mean, and not only that, but who?
Yeah, like, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's such
well,
a limited.
Well, I guess that's where Ashley Madison comes in.
There's such a limited amount of options.
Yeah.
It's
like,
true.
Wait, can't have an affair with him. That's my second cousin's brother. Like, you know.
Yeah,
I
mean, no, it's so true.
So it's different. Whereas here, it's just like everywhere you look, there's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true, for sure.
Now, where do you get your material? You write your own jokes, probably, right?
Yep.
Do you get it, like, from just everyday life? Or do you have actually sit down and...
I have a little bit of observational humor where I just kind of, like, talk about everyday life. And then I have, like, I'm pretty self-deprecating. I talk about myself. I talk about being from a small town.
Yeah.
I make fun of myself
so
a lot.
So things come up a lot.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, does it happen to you where sometimes something funny comes up and you just write it down?
Oh,
so
yeah,
you
all the
forget,
time.
Really?
I did it this morning when I was getting ready.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time.
So
I'm always writing jokes.
So I've always wondered this. When you're on stage, so you have, you know, a you know, obviously you've prepared what you're going to say, but do you ever, like, deviate from it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, if you get heckled or, like, there's something, like, you know, happens, like, environmentally, you always have to usually comment on it, or you can ignore it, but you improv a little bit of that stuff, or if you, like, fumble a word, you usually try to, like, you know, improv something after that.
Sure.
But, you basically say your set. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld did the same set for, like, years. It's hard to find something that works, so when you do,
you just keep going with it, right?
Yeah.
But to me, it would seem boring after a while, right? I mean, because you're just reciting it, or can you still get
into it? It feels different a lot, because you get better at it, you add stuff to it, it starts to grow. It basically is like a little, you know, seed that just, like, grows and gets better and better and better. You add stuff, you move stuff around in the set, sets get longer.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, you do get, like, I mean, I've retired jokes that I used to tell that I would be so annoyed if I told them right now. Or maybe I haven't told them in a while, so maybe I would have fun with it. But, yeah. It's always just sort of changing and evolving. But you say what works.
Yeah. So, I mean, where do you see yourself, like, let's say 5 years from now? You still going to be in comedy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be doing it for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. And do you find that you'll be able to make a living off of this doing that? Because I know there's a lot of poor comics, too.
Yeah.
let's get down to the real reason.
Yeah. No, just as far as practicality.
It's so,
you know,
I'm true.
Like, I don't like being poor, so I find a way to make money if I'm not making it in comedy.
Do you have side job? Have you had side jobs out here?
Yeah, I run a vacation rental business on the side.
Wow.
It's actually really successful.
Really?
But I hate doing it. But it's only just because I don't like I could live off of my comedy money, but, or like my acting money and stuff, but like I don't want to just live. I like having like disposable income.
More
I like to go to happy hour a lot. I like to travel. I like to shop. So
No, but it's cool. I mean, again, it's very impressive, I think, that you can make a living doing something you love, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, because I mean, we run into comics here all the time at the station, and many of them don't have a penny to their name, you know?
Yeah.
So, but maybe it's not because they don't get paid. Maybe it's just because they spend all their money.
Well, I also think, see, I go back and forth on this. Like, I feel like, because, you know, there's something to be said for the comics who devote their whole life to comedy and, you know, they perform at night, and if they don't have a show, they hang out in the comedy club or they go to an open mic and then they write jokes all day and that's all they do. Will they be more successful, maybe, than someone who has, like, a side job and just is, like, less poor? I don't know. Like, yeah. I think about that a lot where I'm like, well, maybe I should just, like, you
completely
know. Just completely do it, but, like, I don't know, because then I feel like your confidence would be down a little bit too,
and I think you'd be more stressed.
Yeah, and I'm not stressed. I mean,
a vacation rental business. That's really cool. So, what do you do? Like, how does that work?
I rent people. Like, so if you want to rent your apartment or your home or whatever on like Airbnb or Vacation Rental by Own or any of those sites, I'm like the broker for it. I like made up this business for myself.
Do you have a website or how do you?
No. It's like referral. I don't want any more clients. So like this is like I'm really happy where I'm at, but like it's basically like I worked for this lady a long time ago. I was her assistant, and then we just stayed friends, and then she wanted to start renting all these places that she had on, so I just did it for her, and then she'd refer me to people, and then I would just talk about it with people, and then they would ask me to do it, so it would just
Nice how things develop like this. It's not like something you would go out seeking, but it kind of found you.
I feel like that's how everything is. I mean, even entertainment, it's like, it's just sort of like the more you hang out in comedy clubs, the more you become better friends with comics who can put you on shows or agents that might want to hire you or the bookers. And, you know, you just got to immerse yourself in it.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you just joining us, why are you just joining us? We've been on the air for 45 minutes and we're talking to Rachel O'Brien, and she's a stand-up comic and an actress. You can see her on Vanderpump Rules this season on Bravo and at comedy clubs around town.
Yeah.
Do you have any dates coming up outside of LA?
No, not really. I just went to Vegas. I don't have any Vegas ones coming up. I'm sure I will. I post them on Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of LA dates coming up. So
very cool.
Well, I mean, Irvine Improv tomorrow.
There you that's go. That's out of town.
Yeah.
So how can people find out more information? Do you have a website or on your social media? Where should people find
Twitter.
Out?
I always post my comedy dates on Twitter, which is my name, Rachel, RachaelN, which is my middle initial, and then O'Brien, OBRIEN. So it kind of reads like Rachel No'Brien, but Rachel O'Brien was taken, so it's basically Rachel No'Brien. That's my funny. Twitter handle. Same thing for Instagram.
Yeah. People might think it's No Brain or something.
Who knows?
Right?
Yeah, people make fun of it all the time.
Yeah, but they would be wrong, obviously. Yes. You're very smart. Yes. I think I think you have to be smart to be funny.
You really do, I
that's
think.
Just saying.
Very good point.
To be able to observe things.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And I think if you also, you have to have empathy, I think, to be funny too, because if you don't have, like, in life experience, if nothing has really happened to you, and I'm not saying you have to have, like, bad things happen to you, like, I haven't had terrible things happen to me at all, but, like, you have to be someone that understands, like, struggles, or you can understand other people's struggles, instead of just, like, getting up there and talking about, like, how, like, I don't know, your nail salon, like, screwed up your nail or something. It's like, if that's the type of person you are, like, you're probably not going to be a good comic.
Right.
Because no one wants to hear about that. It's not relatable.
Yeah.
So you have to like, just care about things and just be a person.
That's
so true.
Yeah. So you can find Rachel, you said, improv comedy club.
Yeah, I'll be at Irvine Improv tomorrow at 8 p.m. for Comedy Juice, and the Comedy Store on Friday, I believe it also at 8 p.m.
Do you ever perform at the Laugh Factory?
I have, not as much, but I hope to be doing that more.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
fun.
I love the Laugh Factory. They're great there.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite place that you like to work at?
I'd say Comedy Store or Comedy Hollywood Store. Improv.
Yeah. Do you do Flappers here in Burbank, too?
Oh, yeah. I love Flappers. I've heard about Flappers.
Fun.
Yeah, I perform
I've
there.
I've never been there.
Yeah. That's a nice place. They actually have really good food, too. Yeah. I perform there in Ice House in Pasadena.
Yeah. I love the Ice House. A lot of big comics came out of there, too. And it's pretty funny. The way I knew about it is because, believe this or not, I think this was in the 90s, Rosie O'Donnell was doing a show called Stand Up Spotlight on VH1.
Cool. Oh.
And that gave me a chance to meet a lot of different comics. They were doing this from the Ice House, and that's how I heard about it. And many comedians came out of there whom I actually love. And so I do like to go there. There's a good vibe.
No, it's really nice.
Yeah, Kelsey, if you ever want to go to a good comedy club, just drive to Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
And, they have the Ice House.
Yeah,
there.
Ice House really is super nice.
Yeah.
Good to know. I hardly ever head out that way, but I'll have to.
Then again, I mean, there's so many clubs here in the city. Yeah. You know,
well, there's also a lot of good bar shows. Like the Parlor on Mondays is one of the hottest shows in town. It's Jay Davis produces it. He's been producing comedy shows for probably, I don't know, I want to say 10 to 15 years. And you'll get, like, Chris Rock will pop into that show. Chris D'Elia is there. Brent Moore. All these, like, big up-and-coming comics with, like, TV shows and stuff. And it's just it's a sports bar on Melrose.
Yeah, yeah. I know. That's nice.
So cool.
In fact, I remember it was at the Improv. I think Drew Carey stopped by once.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They pop it in all the time. I mean.
Yeah. They still love doing that.
Yeah. Bill Burr pops in. Actually, who was it? Last Tuesday or two Tuesdays ago, maybe, there's a show called, it's called The Roast Battle, and it's where two younger comics will roast each other.
Oh.
And it's like, it's judged by Jeff Ross, and you'll get people like Jim Carrey popped in, and who was there? Arsenio Hall was there the other night, and I'm trying to think of who else it was. Norm MacDonald, just like huge people. Just
that's so
hanging
cool.
out, doing comedy on the same shows as everyone else.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, catch Rachel O'Brien on her Twitter account. Give it again.
Rachel, RachaelNOBRIEN.
Right, and you'll have the spelling on our website, too. Yeah. So, because I don't understand the spelling out things. People never get them, you know?
I know.
It's like, I'm trying to follow, okay.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's
all
true.
Right.
But if I just said Rachel O'Brien, then they wouldn't be able to find
that's
me.
That's true, yeah.
Because they spell my first name wrong, too.
Right,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L. And Well, Brian is usually what, Irish or Scottish?
It's Irish.
Irish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Rachel, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thanks
for having me. Yes, thank you.
You're a lot of fun. And we wish you continued success in everything you do.
Thank you.
I mean, obviously, you have it in you, so just keep going strong.
Thank you so much.
And of course, and when you become big, don't forget us minions over
here.
Yes,
don't forget us.
All right, everybody, and catch her on Vanderpump Rules. I can never say that. It's such a fun, such a difficult name. Too many P's and stuff. But catch her on that on Bravo this season. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Rachel, thanks again.
Thank you.
Kelsey, thanks.
Yes,
as always, have a pleasant time in Vegas. Folks, tune in the rest of this week. We'll have guest co-hosts and other guests and stuff, so that'll be cool. And we're not going away. And we'll see Kelsey next Monday, right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.